And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Revelation 20 verse 1 is a direct reference to Revelation 9 verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This tells us that the one who has the key to the bottomless pit is a star, and that star does not just come down from heaven, but it falls from heaven. In a previous video, we looked closely at the biblical codes about this star. The beast, it says, will be destroyed by a stone that is a fiery flame, Daniel 2:34 and 7:10. This stone is a star that falls from heaven, Revelation 8:10. The name of this falling star is Wormwood, Revelation 8:11. This falling star has the key to the bottomless pit, Revelation 9:1. The angel with the key to the bottomless pit in Revelation 20 is therefore a star. The first chapter of Revelation in 1 verse 20 tells us stars are angels, which means angels are stars. So that's a second confirmation that this angel in chapter 20 is a star. Then Revelation 20 verse 2 says, "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So this star with the key to the bottomless pit is going to bind the dragon for 1,000 years. Revelation 12 verses 3 and 4 tell us the dragon is a red celestial object that has a tail. In other words, the dragon on one level represents a comet, and the stone that will be cast to earth is part of the tail on that comet. That means that there is a star, there is a comet, and there is a stone in the comet's tail that will hit the earth. Amos 5 and Job 9 tell us that the star and or comet pass the constellation Orion and the star system Pleiades, which is in the constellation Taurus, and they pass without being seen. Revelation 9 tells us the star that falls from heaven to earth will open the bottomless pit, and the smoke that comes out of that pit will darken the sun and the air. This refers to Wormwood, the stone that will hit the earth. That's the first level to this. The stone opens a pit or a giant crater when it hits the earth. But there's another level to this, because the stone, it says, has a key. The stone is from the tail of a comet, and the comet is bound by a star. In other words, the comet orbits a star, and the star also has the key to the bottomless pit. The star passes Orion, it says, and Orion is in the southern ecliptic. That means Orion is below the ecliptic of our solar system. In other words, the star, it says, comes from below or under our solar system. In ancient Egyptian mythology, the constellation Orion is associated with Osiris. Osiris was the god of the underworld, which was associated with the realm of the dead. In Greek mythology, the god of the underworld is Hades. He was also known as the Unseen One. He had a cap of invisibility. And Hades also had a key. Hades had the key to the underworld. The underworld is where Orion is. In other words, the underworld is under the ecliptic of our solar system. So the star that has the key to the bottomless pit is the star from under the ecliptic, the bottomless pit of space. Let's skip down to Revelation 20 verses 12 through 13 for a second. It talks about hell. And this word translated as hell, number 86, is literally the Greek word for Hades. So again, Hades had the key to the underworld where Orion is. Therefore, the key to the bottomless pit is the key to the southern ecliptic, the bottomless pit of our solar system. This means there are at least two layers of meaning to the key of the bottomless pit in both Revelation 9 and Revelation 20. One level tells us the stone that hits the earth will create a giant crater in the earth, and smoke will come out of that crater and darken the sky and the air on the earth. The next level of this tells us the stone has a key to the underworld because it comes out of a comet that orbits a star in the southern ecliptic. Possibly the star system Sirius. We've discussed this in other videos. So the first two verses of Revelation 20 are telling us that the star that has the key to the underworld is going to bind the comet for 1,000 years. In other words, the comet orbits a star in the southern ecliptic of our solar system. However, there is also a human element to this, which we'll discuss more in the next video. Thank you to those who make this work possible. If you like this and want this research to continue, please consider providing support using the link below this video. For more information on the ancient biblical timeline and/or the star that will cast a stone to the earth, see the playlist and video linked here. I hope you're doing well, and I will talk to you next week.